And joining us now, he's the Broncos assistant coach and, of course, sat next to Paul Green in the coach's box famously when assistant at North Queensland in that 2015 grand final. John Cartwright joining us. John, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Condolences, of course. Take us through your emotions in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, like everyone else, mate, it was, when I first heard it was like, that can't be right. And as the day sort of unfolded and you spoke to more people, it's, you're still in that, a night's sleep hasn't sort of made it any easier to digest. It just doesn't make any sense that, from the outside, a fellow that seemed to have everything and was very articulate, very smart, had a wonderful family. I can't come up with any answers, to be honest with you.
When was the last time you spoke to him, John?
Mate, it would have been probably 6 weeks ago. We kept in touch, especially during the footy season. I used to love talking to Bruni about rugby league stuff. He had a really good head for it. Probably been about 6 weeks though since we last spoke. But he seemed in a good place. He loved talking about his rugby league. I think that would have been a big hole in his life, not having that on a day-to-day basis. Like we keep hearing, he seemed fine. He seemed on top of everything. And I think the position that he held in the game with what he's done, an opportunity would have come up, no doubt. I think he was sort of just sitting back and going to take the right opportunity. But, obviously it was playing on his mind.
Great to talk to you, Carty, but obviously not in these circumstances. But what made him such a good coach in your mind?
Mate, he knew how to deal with men. Like, sometimes you walk into a room and if a fella's not of a big stature, you think he could just command a room and he knew how to treat men, and he knew how to handle men of all, different egos, different levels of where they sat within the group. That was the thing that struck me about it initially, and then. But with his footy knowledge too, he thought outside the square a bit. He was really open to advice. He didn't always take it, but he was really open to advice. But once he set his mind on a way you wanted to play, with his halves, his fullback, his hookers. Once they sort of sat down in a room and he could tell a story really clearly, they all bought into it. He was just he'd been around, a fair while as a player and as a coach and he'd achieved a lot. But he knew when to switch off, he knew when to enjoy his time with his players. He was a very talented fella, He when on his days off, he learned to become a helicopter pilot. He could pick up an instrument and play it at the drop of a hat. He was just a really well-rounded, intelligent fella.
Mate, the Cowboys win the premiership in 2015. You were there. Can you imagine? Can you remember grand final day, and his final words to the team as they run out? Because apparently he was the sort of guy that come up with something special.
Oh, you got me there, Block. I can't remember. I remember that those final sort of 5 minutes of the game, and he was. We were down and probably out. I watched it yesterday. Actually, like we scored in the 80th. On the 79 minute, 59 seconds, until that moment, he was positive that we were going to get out of it. Whether that was wishful thinking or you could just see it unfolding. I remember in the box with about 20 minutes to go, and he kept saying the Broncos, they've stopped playing, they've stopped playing, they've stopped playing. And when I watched it yesterday, he was right. They got the tackle five and just kicked it out every opportunity they had. They were running out of petrol. And I think that was something that he could sense that, they were looking at the clock. They were winding down every chance they had. And, we had blokes who loved that sort of footy. They just wanted to play footy right to the death. And in the end, they got the try in the 80th minute. And, it was fate in the end. Jono kicked the field goal. And that emotion you saw, that was for Greeny and a lot of the boys that had been there a while, that was the build-up of a lot of years' hard work and, You want to win a grand final like that, but you certainly don't want to go through it that way.
When you got a great player like Jonathan Thurston in the side, the relationship between those guys, with Paul being a halfback and played a little bit of hooker, The understanding of the position between those two guys, they would have had plenty of great conversations, I would imagine.
No doubt, mate. They didn't always see eye to eye, but they an enormous amount of mutual respect. And I saw a little bit on Jono last night how he's devastated from what's happened, and I can understand that. But they were, I think Jono's game went another level when Granny went up there to coach. I think he became a halfback who just didn't sort of wait for the moment. He became a halfback who controlled pretty much everything on the field from around the middle of the field. He turned him into a genuine halfback, and I think that's when Jono was at his best.
Tell us about, I guess, Cardi, the Paul Green that you knew that we didn't see.
For me, I got up there pretty late. He actually helped me out in an area of time that I wasn't going through the best time. I just finished at the Titans, and it's not a good feeling getting the sack as a coach. You feel like the world's caving in, and he called me pretty much straight away. And I didn't know Greeny all that well. We knew each other from probably friends of friends, and he rang me and asked me, he said, "Don't make a decision now, but I've got a spot up here next year. Would you like to come?" And at that stage, I said, "Look, mate, I'm really not in the frame of mind at the moment. I probably wouldn't be much help to you." And he said, "Look, understand. I'll have your off season. Enjoy your summer. I'll give you a call in January." And pretty much straight away in January, he gave me that call, and I was still sort of up in the air a bit, but I just loved the way he spoke and his plans for the place. And I thought they did have a roster that could do something. So, I packed the bag in the car and off I went to Townsville, and him and his family took me in. I got to know, his wife, Amanda, and the kids. They were only young at that stage really well. His mother and father came along to all the games, his brother, his sister. So he just basically took me in. He knew I was up there. I'd sort of just up and packed and moved in a split second, and took me in as a mate. I got to know him as a friend, played golf, we exercised. And just a really good, honest, loyal mate. It's one that every bloke needs.
Cardi, can I ask, in a footy club, how important is to keep reinforcing the message that if, in particular young men, or it doesn't discriminate in age groups, but, coaching staff, administration, players, the ability to communicate, and if you are going through a tough time, reach out and ask someone for help. Do we do enough work on that in a footy club environment?
I don't think we do in general, mate. I think at school, it probably should start at school. That's where we learn a lot of our lessons. But definitely, mate, in a footy club where it's, they basically are big, tough men. A lot of them get picked on that basis. And it's a shame that things like this put a highlight on it. Like I said to you earlier, from the outside, you would have thought Greeny had everything. Like, what more could you want? He was successful in everything that he did. Had a trophy full, cabinet full of trophies and a lovely family. And, I reckon there'd be a lot of people around now who had contact with him recently wondering, did they miss something, or was there a sign there, or should I have done this? It's something, I've sort of asked myself as well. But you're dead right, mate. It's a huge problem out there, and we've got to stop having events like this make us, more aware of it.
Cardi, really appreciate your words and your time this morning, and good luck and enjoy the rest of the season there with the Broncos.
Anytime, boys. Thank you.